97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, thanks for making us part of your day as we are live here at Cedar Hills Golf Club. But it's time to chat with the head coach of the Weber State Wildcats. Huge game coming up for them this weekend, coming off the win against Dixie State. Jay Hill, kind enough to join us. Coach, how are you?
And Scotty, how are you guys?
Doing very good. It's good to hear from you, Coach. How you been?
Good to hear from you guys. Good. Yeah, we've been good.
Talk about that W. Impressive win going down there, getting the win. And what did you see out of your team? And tell us how that whole thing came together for you.
Well, it was kind of crazy. We came out, went down and scored on the first drive of the game, and then gave up a field goal. And then the defense played outstanding after that, didn't give up any points after that. And the offense went on a little bit of a lull for about 15 minutes, but then we got an interception right towards the end of the first half, and then went right down and scored a touchdown, and then we scored touchdowns on the next five drives, and the game was pretty much over. So we battled through a little adversity early, but I thought we played really, really great in the second half and looked more like I expect us to look.
Well, Coach, it's got to be a good thing, too, in those moments to be able to roll some different looks out and just take a look at your depth. You had a chance to see past Bronson Barron and see some other talent. What were your thoughts on your depth?
Good. You know, Randall Johnson's played a bunch of snaps for us. Kylan Weiser got reps, so we actually got four quarterbacks reps in that game, which was big for us. Creighton Cooper scored a touchdown. Chris Jackson, a running back who had scored 10 touchdowns in 2019, got injured, is finally back and healthy with us. He scored another touchdown again, so getting him back and healthy was huge. And, you know, the one that everyone's forgetting, Josh Davis did not play in that game, and he'll be back fully healthy this game. So, bottom line, to do that without Bronson Barron and Josh Davis was huge.
Well, I was going to ask you, with Dante McMillan and what he did in that game, and then Davis comes back, you probably have some interesting decisions to make.
Well, Dante McMillan's a phenomenal running back. When Josh Davis went down in the spring, Dante McMillan ended up being a second-team all-conference running back. And that's with Josh Davis being a first-team all-conference running back. So we feel like we got two of the best for sure in the league. And then, again, you add Chris Jackson back in the mix, and you got a really good 1-2-3 punch. And then Damon Bankston, who's a freshman running back that's just starting to play for us, he looked as impressive as anybody in that game. So that running back crew just continues to get more and more solid. Robert Conley's done a phenomenal job with that group. They just continue to get better.
I'm curious to know how how the conversation went in putting this game together, because you get two of the upper powers of FCS football playing a non-conference game, especially on both sides, you know, having James Madison have to come all the way out to Ogden. How did that come together, and what was that process like?
Well, it's getting hard for us to schedule games. People don't want to go home and home with us, nor do they want to go home and home with James Madison. And out on the East Coast, James Madison's having a hard time even getting an FBS team to play them. So when somebody's willing to go home and home with them, it's huge. And where we had gone out there and played pretty good twice but got beat, I wanted them here on our home field. So to do the home and home made total sense for both schools. And, you know, I like having the challenge to see what we're all about. And it only helps for when you get further down the road and into the playoffs and you start meeting these teams that are really talented and well-coached. I like having that experience early in the season, knowing what you're up against.
Well, you know, that's cool, because there's a lot of coaches that don't like to play those games, and they don't embrace those opportunities. And I love that that's part of your philosophy, to go out and say, yeah, let's go out and let's do this.
Well, I thought that was a huge part of our turnaround. When I first took over at Weber State, we played North Dakota State my first year, and then we played them again the second year, and it was good for me to be able to go say, you know what, guys, this is what a national championship team looks like, and if you want to be there and you want to look like these guys, we got to change what the heck we're doing. We got to get bigger and stronger and faster, and we got to play discipline and like these teams do. That was a critical part of us taking the next step at that stage here at Weber State.
Well, Coach, when I was preparing for this interview this morning, I went back, looked at James Madison a little bit, and I saw that in their first two games, and Scotty, you'll like this, in their first two games, they have outscored their opponent 123-17. I've played a lot of football, and we've outmatched teams, and we've played good football against those teams, and we haven't put up those kinds of scores. What is it that makes them such a lightning-style scoring team, Coach?
Well, they're very efficient. They run the ball well. The quarterback's throwing the ball lights out right now. The reality is they were just way better than Morehead State, and I thought they played great against Maine. But they're better than those two teams for sure. And they showed it, right? I mean, to go out and outscore your opponent that far, they're on a mission to prove that they're the number one team in the country right now and have to find a way to prove it. They got hosed a little bit in the spring season where they were ranked number one the whole spring season. And then when the rankings came out, they dropped from 1 to 3 for some reason. Had to go to James Madison and play on the road in the playoffs, and that's been kind of a bitter feeling for them. So I think they're out to prove that if they have to do it by running the score up, then that's what they're going to do. And I don't necessarily agree with that philosophy, but I get why they're doing it.
Do you feel pressure? I mean, I know that's not who you are and that's not your identity, but it does feel like the way that things are set up, that style points do kind of matter, unfortunately. Do you feel at times like you kind of have to do that stuff? I know you don't like to and you don't want to.
Well, I don't want to do that, and I freaking hate it that that's what this sport has turned into. I do get it, and I understand it. There was a point in time in that Dixie State game where we got the ball back with like 5 minutes left in the game or something, and you can go up 48-3, but is that the right thing to do? It's not. So we put in our third-string quarterback and let him get some valuable reps and some stuff like that. But I hate that even crosses your mind of, hey, we got to keep chucking it. We're up 41-3 with 5 minutes left. Let's keep chucking. And that's just not, in my opinion, what sports should be.
Well, you got to get ready for James Madison because they were up 41-7 against Maine, and they kept rolling with Cole Johnson, and they kept throwing it. They kept putting it in the air and put up 14 more points in the fourth quarter when they were up 41-7. I mean, these guys aren't looking to be friendly with anybody.
No, they're not. And they were up – so the game before that, they were up 61-10 with 40 seconds left in the game and ran a QB run and ran the ball in to go up 68-10. So they're not, and I totally get it. I totally understand what their coach is thinking because they did. They got hosed big time in the spring season. They should have been the number one seed, and they dropped to 3, and it cost them a home playoff game. So I totally understand why he's doing it. And they're a good enough team that they can keep putting points on the board.
Tickets available for this thing. Make sure you get out there and support this Weber State team. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a really fun venue. And I know you want that stadium rocking, and I'm sure it will be, because you don't see a lot of non-conference games look like this in throughout the course of years. This is a really special game, and that crowd and that stadium needs to be a top-notch to support this team.
Absolutely. And we've got a phenomenal team. That's what people don't realize. This is probably one of the best teams, if not the best team we've ever had. And we're going up against another just top, for sure, top three team in the country. So this is going to be a battle. This is going to be a showdown of some big-time football.
Well, it is going to be big-time football. And I know that Scotty and I harp on this a little bit, but we love to reach out to that Ogden community because they're good people. I mean, those are some of the best people we're around when we come on remotes. And it's going to be a beautiful Saturday. It's going to be beautiful weather throughout the entire weekend. But I want people to go pick up their tickets, go sit in some great late summer, beautiful weather, go enjoy a great football game, and understand that this is going to be big boy football. And Coach, I would assume that whoever comes out of this game is going to instantly get some top, some top number one, number two recognition.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is a big matchup in FCS football this week. And, there's other teams up there in the top, the top 7 or 8 teams right now. And we all know as the season goes on, it's all going to play out. But, you're going to find come the end of the year, James Madison's going to be up there, and we should be up there, and this is a big-time matchup.
Well, Coach, we watched over the weekend. We've seen this happen now a few times this year. FCS teams have been having some level of success. We saw in...
Yeah, Coach said watch out for North Dakota. That team's no joke either. That was an ugly start to that game.
Watch out for North Dakota. But, you know, we watched Florida State and Jacksonville State. We've watched a couple of other games that are just recognizably the FCS is very strong right now.
Well, it's always been strong. That's one thing I never knew till I got here at Weber State. You start playing some of these teams. The FCS is strong. You know, North Dakota State's beat the last five Power 5 teams they've played, and no one will schedule them now. Why would you?
No.
And it's the same thing with James Madison. Why would you schedule those guys? And I feel the same thing about our team. It's just we've gone up against a really, really tough, in my opinion, Utah team that's a hard matchup for us. But you know, we hung in there with the other teams we played. We had the lead against Cal in the fourth quarter, and we've played some big-time teams and been right there toe-to-toe with them. And there's some really good FCS teams out there that can't be overlooked.
I know you've been in this rivalry. You know what it's like. What were your thoughts on seeing BYU finally get the win against Utah?
Well, I'm so happy for Kalani. You know, I still have my... I still bleed red, right, for having played there and coached at Utah for so long, but I couldn't be more happy for Kalani and A-Rod and all those other guys. I mean, Fessy Satake and Steve Clark and Preston Hadley, those guys all coached up here at Weber State with me. And so to see that staff go in there and do such a great job and to pull off that win, I thought was huge for them. You know, the reality was the streak Utah had going was not going to last forever. There's no way that was going to last forever. And Coach Will have those guys bounce back, and I'm excited to see how both teams continue to roll throughout the rest of the year because I think both teams look really good.
Well, you brought up Robert Conley, Big Con, a little bit earlier, and you've got a mix of BYU and Utah guys in your offices. Have you had to console some guys? Have you had to break up some fights? Did you order some Krispy Kremes in for Big Con? Like, how did you handle this?
Well, so somehow, some way, yesterday I got something put across my desk that I owe all the BYU guys lunch and some bet that was made that I didn't do, but I still got roped into it. So yeah, there's still a lot of trash talk. You know, Coach Ridley, Skyler Ridley, who was a wide receiver at BYU, he's you know, pounding his chest pretty proud right now this week. And we got others tied to the BYU program, Matty IU and others. So it's fun to watch the rivalry continue in a way, even though we're here at Weber State. So it's still fun.
How rewarding has that been for you to bring in some of these coaches, give them maybe even their first opportunities at coaching, and then see them go on? You know, Colton Swan handling the linebackers, and I know he's been doing this for a long time. And then you mentioned the guys at BYU and Fessy and that group. I got to imagine that's a rewarding part of what you've done to be able to get these guys, you coaching these guys up to the point where they can move on and to the next level or to the FBS level and do some really good things.
Yeah, I think we've had 11 coaches, 12 coaches now go basically BYU or higher in the ranks. And it's super rewarding, you know, to see Quinton Ganther right now coaching in the NFL. And Ryan Miles is another coach that we had on our staff that's coaching in the NFL with the Raiders. And Jason Kafusi's at UCLA, plus all the ones you just mentioned, Al Papunu that's was at Colorado, now back at BYU. I mean, there's so many of them. And the reality is my career's got better because of those guys. They made me better coaches, and hopefully they were able to take something from us that, you know, enabled them to be great coaches as well down the road.
Well, Coach, always a pleasure. Good luck. We're all fired up. We'll all be rooting for you coming up on Saturday. Should be a fun one, and we'll talk about it next week.
Go get them, Coach.
Can't wait. All right, boys.
There you go. The head coach of the Weber State Wildcats, that is Jay Hill, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. What a huge opportunity for Weber State coming up this weekend. By the way, that conversation brought to you by Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Riverdale. Live here, work here, cheer for the Wildcats here, buy here. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Riverdale, online at lhmriverdale.com.